As far as the game goes yesterday, you know, we started slow, and like we have here, you know, the last couple of weeks. But we finished strong, you know, which I like the way our guys hang in there and battle. You know, we talk all the time about being able to make key plays at crunch time. You know, there's different points in the game where, you have to step up and make plays. You know, I thought, you know, Ha's interception there, two-minute drill at the end of the half, you know, was big. You know, I like the fact that we came out and started, you know, with a three and out the second half. You know, we had the 4 minute situation, you know, when we decided to punt the ball and we had our timeouts left where we had to go out and get them stopped, and our guys, you know, got them stopped. So we got the ball back with 2:37 to go, I believe it was. And then, of course, in the overtime, you know, Clay made a heck of a play, pressure, quarterback hit, and Josh ended up coming with the interception, you know, on the 42-yard line. So, you know, I thought those are real important plays, you know, at critical times in the game. You know, overall, you know, we played a little bit better on first down. We're still struggling a little bit on third down. You know, we got to play better on third down. You know, we've got to go out and get off to a faster start, obviously. You know, you can't go out and have the team, you know, their biggest play of the game against us was the very first play, the 38-yarder on the first play. After that, we settled down, and the next biggest play was the third and one run, which was kind of a shame because if they don't get to 37 yards there, then we'll make our run goal. You know, I think it would have been 26 rushes for 99 yards, you know. And, you know, that's one of the things that you face when you're facing these read option teams and you're asking guys to play option football. You know, we'll certainly get tested this week, you know, with Cam doing the same thing. So we're going to have a good week of practice. There is some carryover from some of the things that, you know, we worked on this past week that we'll have to really do a much better job of this week.
How are you going to put together a secondary now if Don's down and Cam's out?
Well, we've got experience doing that. You know, every week's a little bit different lineup. But I'll say this, you know, we matched Demarius up, you know, on Gordon yesterday. I thought Demarius did a nice job on Gordon. You know, I mean, this, you know, going in against this Browns offense, you know, they'd had over 400 yards two of the last three games. So they've been a different team since they got Coleman and Gordon back. And so, you know, Devon, we took Devon out and worked him out prior to the game, you know, because we didn't know whether we were going to have him or not, and he worked out well, and, you know, appreciated him going out, and he played well, you know, until he got hurt. So, you know, Josh Hawkins, you know, is going to have to step up, and, you know, obviously Morgan's been playing at that star position. You know, Jermaine Whitehead, you know, has been coming in, you know, in the third down situation. So we'll have to get that group ready.
Is it able to expect any contribution from Goodson here soon?
Yeah, we'll have to see where he is. You know, I think he's been getting close, you know, so we'll have to see how he practices this week.
You know, regardless of who's in there, how do you get your pass defense to tighten up some? I mean, you're not going to get any more rookie quarterbacks here. You're going to face, you know, obviously Cam's an MVP. You're going to have Stafford in week 17. That's
sure.
Good guess coming up.
Well, it's a combination, okay, of coverage and pressure. And so we just got to do a little bit better job, you know, in both areas. You know, I mean, we ended up with two sacks yesterday. But, you know, like on the first play, you saw that, you know, if they're going to block things up, you know, with a four-man rush, you know, they have time to let that deep over route develop, you know. And so it's like anything, you know, from 1 week to the next, you know, your probably percentage of pressure versus coverage changes based on who you're playing.
Do you feel a little bit handcuffed, at least in terms of pressure, because of who you're playing in the secondary? I mean, I assume you can't do many zero blitzes when you got safeties playing cornerback.
Yeah, you know, you know that factors in terms of who you're going against, who you're matched up against. That you don't want to, you know, you don't want to give them the game on one play. You know, which, you know, you're in a lot of one-on-one situations. If you're going against these athletic quarterbacks, sometimes if they, you know, you can have a guy free, and if they avoid that guy, you know, then you've got one-on-one situations down the field. So, yeah, you just have to pick your spots on when you're going to come with it. You saw the first series, you know, we came first third down, you know, with double edge pressure, and they got a hat on a hat, and he came out of there and scrambled for the first down.
So, Tom, I mean, I know safeties in this era have become better cover guys, and their skill sets are a little different, but how do you weigh playing inexperienced guys that are corners by trade versus guys with maybe a little more experience but aren't corners? I mean, you know, I don't know if you've had to deal with this before, but what's that decision-making process like?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on who you're matching up against that week. You know, guys' instincts. You got to build your game plan around who you're going to have on the field and based on how they match up against your opponent. So that's the challenge from week to week, you know, and it's always a challenge if you don't have the continuity or in terms of, you know, guys have been out there playing and have a lot of reps under their belt. So, but I think our guys have adjusted and, you know, adjusted well. You know, I mean, here you take a guy like Jermaine, who's been a safety, you know, now he's playing at the star position. You know, Morgan has been a safety and he's playing at the star position, you know. So, you know, I give those guys a lot of credit, you know, because they jump in there and they're both instinctive players, which you have to play that inside position. Demarius, you know, was doing very well in there at the star position, and then now we've had to move him back outside, and he's responded well. I thought he played a very good game yesterday.
No, on Randall, is this what you thought you might get way back? No, not way back, but during his rookie season where he played a lot of snaps and started and did pretty well. Is this kind of what you envisioned his progress to get to?
It is. You know, he's a good athlete. He's got really good ball skills. I mean, he's a guy that you just feel like if that ball, you know, if he can get his hands on the ball, you know, he'll make something happen. And I think when you look at his production there, you know, since he's been here. And then having the versatility to play either inside or outside. And so I think he's done the best job of that here as of late.
When you look at Clay, I think it was around this time last year, you guys were pretty much restricted to just having him and Dime and some of the third down packages. What does a healthy Clay Matthews kind of mean, you know, to your defense here during this final stretch?
Well, I think you saw him, you know, you saw him yesterday, okay? I mean, the key times in the game. You know, Clay's always one of those guys that if he plays 50 plays, you know, two or three times, he's going to affect the game. You know, he had a sack there in the two-minute situation. And then, of course, the biggest play, you know, was in overtime. You know, when, you know, he tracked the quarterback down and had a quarterback hit and the ball goes up in the air and, you know, the rest is history.
You mentioned Cam Newton's ability, looking forward to make plays with his legs. With his size-speed combination, how difficult is it to find an ideal matchup as a spy against him?
Yeah, that's a challenge because he's big enough and strong enough, all right, that he can run through arm tackles. They do an awful lot of things, you know, the feature, you know, him with the ball in his hand, whether it be quarterback draws or, you know, the option game. You know, they've got a very physical running back in Stewart, who's an experienced guy that Camp's played with for a long time. And now they've got their rookie that they put in there, and they're really utilizing him, you know, and he's a versatile athlete. You can either line up in the backfield or line up and play like a wide receiver. So, you know, that's where, you know, when you have a guy that's versatile like that, you aren't sure. Is he going to be in the backfield carrying the ball? Is he going to be outside and, you know, try to get the ball to him on the screen game and those types of things?
Two more. By the time the season ends, Newton is probably going to double his rushing yards from last year. Have you seen anything different in what they're doing with him running the football, maybe relative to what they've done in the past?
Well, I know that when I looked at the initial stats, Stewart's up there, okay, it's the top, and Cam's not far behind him in terms of the yardage, all right? So you've got to prepare with the idea that, you know, that this guy's going to pull the ball down and run with it, you know, whether it's in the option game or, you know, if you've got coverage in their pass game. I mean, he's been a big factor in their success offensively, you know. And when he gets in those short yardage situations, he's so big, you know, you know, him keeping the ball is a pretty good proposition. And he's always been really good down in the goal line area, you know. I mean, in terms of it's another guy you have to defend that you don't have to defend with most teams.
No, if.
I don't know when the last time you did any numbers on it, but do you think you blitzed less this year than in previous years, or are you right on track for
It's dependent on the game. There's been some games that there hasn't been as much based on what our matchups have been. You know, I mean, you know, I got home in time last night to, you know, watch the Steeler game. You know, and I go back and I think, you know, we didn't blitz a whole lot in that game. You know, four-man rush a lot for obvious reasons, you know. And, you know, the second half there was a lot of blitzing going on. And you saw some of those big plays come out of there, you know, which that's the consequence sometimes. You know, you might get there, you know, might get home, all right, but it's a trade-off, you know, in terms of, you know, because I think what they ended up with, 500 and some yards last night. So,
Do teams attack you differently when Aaron's in the game?
Kind of depends on how the game's going, the score. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, with Aaron in there, you know, you got the ability to score at any, you know, on any given play.